Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in to the Bird Brained Ramblings podcast. My name is John and I'm your host. I guess you could call me that. Welcome and thanks for joining me on my birding adventures. Stay tuned in, and join me for the adventure. Hey everyone, thanks for tuning back in. It's John, you know me. I have some exciting news though before we even get started. I'm sitting here at West Point Lake at the Sunny Point Access Park, I guess is what you call this? Something?
Yeah.
I'm sitting here with my new co-host. Man, it feels good to say that. I'm sitting here with my new my co-host, Griff Griffies. And so, Griff, introduce yourself. Say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. Well, let's start up with some bird news real quick. So just hang with me here, and we'll get to the part where you get to talk. Does that work for you?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So, in bird news, the only thing I can really think of is the game Birding Simulator. Some people have heard of it. Some people have not. It's on Steam, and you're welcome to download it. Right now, they've got a beta version, kind of a testing version of the game. They don't have the full game out yet, but they're working on it. But it is out for download, and so if you'd like to try the game, give feedback or anything like that, I'm sure they would welcome any feedback. But it seems like it's going to be a really awesome game. The problem is my personal computer was not strong enough to handle the game. I believe I have an outdated graphics card or something. So you may have to have kind of a beefy computer to get to run the test. But it's definitely worth it if you have the opportunity, to download that app and try playing the game. And like I said, there's ways for you to give feedback and such. So if you have recommendations or if you're having issues, they do want to hear about it so that they can make the game better, and more appealing for everybody. So, definitely give that a shot. No crazy rarities or anything right this second. We've had a scissor-tailed flycatcher that's been around a little bit. I think I've told you guys about that. Nothing too crazy recently, but we're waiting because this is fall migration, and we all know that it's just a matter of time until we get to have some of those crazy birds show up. So, yeah, I guess we should just walk right into the other part of the episode. What do you think?
Yeah.
We really need these jet skis to shut up. I know it's like a beautiful day here at the lake, but like, can y'all not? I'm just kidding. If you're listening to this episode and you're on jet skis on West Point, I'm sorry. It's not meant to be personal. I just can't record here. Anyway, so yeah, let's hop right into the other part. So as promised, yes, you just said that and they probably heard it. As promised, I tried really hard to find myself a co-host, and I've been thinking about asking Griff if he would be my co-host for a while. We are both bird enthusiasts. Griff is actually very new to the birding scene and still learning a lot. We haven't even hit 100 species on your life list yet, have we?
No.
What were you at today?
89.
89 species on that life
actually,
list.
Actually, that'll be 90 now because of the flicker.
Oh, yeah. We had a northern flicker as we were getting ready to record. So we finally got that one. That was an eastern kingbird. Really pretty birds out here. Anyway, it's a really nice day. I mean, to be Georgia in like late August, this is actually kind of nice. There's a nice breeze. But anyway, we're not here to talk about the weather. So today I just wanted to like introduce you to everybody, Griff, if that's cool with you.
Yeah.
And then I want you to tell us about how you got into birding, which obviously includes yours truly. But, you know, I'd love you to share your story about how you got into birding and stuff and kind of what led up to that, too. That would be really cool because I think the world would love to hear that. So, you up for that?
Yeah, I am.
Awesome. Hopefully no tears involved. So tell us a little about yourself. I mean, you're Griff, but who are you? Tell us something about you.
So, like, just me?
Yeah, just who okay, are you? A little bit about you.
I'm 16. I'm a junior.
A junior?
In high school, of course.
Well, thank gosh. Because if you were a junior in college at 16, that'd be pretty impressive.
I know, but I'm that smart.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway.
What was it? Oh, I'm really into art and drawing, especially like sketches and stuff. Not really painting, but I want to. I mean, I'm pretty basic.
Pretty basic. You are no such thing.
I don't know when. Oh, yeah, I am pretty special that too.
You are like a very mature onion with a lot of layers.
I love food. That's another one.
Same. That's kind of one of the things we bond on, I think, is food.
Yeah.
We really talk about food all the time.
We would never have bonded without food.
Probably.
Oh, and I love birds.
Yeah, yeah. So Griff is practically like my unofficial little brother. And so we hang out a lot now, which is awesome. Lots of birding going on whenever we hang out and stuff. But would you call yourself a birder?
A birder?
Yes, a birder.
I think I would.
I think so, too.
I think I go out of my way every day. I mean, yesterday, I heard one thing, didn't know what it was, just went to see what it was, and I came back an hour and a half later after, like, 2 miles of walking.
Yeah.
With
yeah.
a whole list, and I was like, what has he done to me?
Yep, yep. I have created a monster, and I've never been so proud before. And then, what was it, Friday night, I came to your house to drop off some binoculars. And what else was I? Oh, the Xbox controller.
Yeah, and we just went and found owls, and it happens every time.
Yeah, we were just, like, looking at the birds in the yard, and then he's like, you want to go out to the back part of the property and look for owls? Well, we weren't even going to look for owls, were we? No, we were just going to look for birds, and then we were standing there and heard the great horned owl. Because we were looking at scarlet tanagers or summer tanagers, one of the two of them. Anyway.
I have a strong affection for owls and woodpeckers.
And? Hawks.
Oh, yeah. Yes, and hawks. I forgot.
Owls, hawks, and woodpeckers, I like your thing. Mine is warblers. Warblers are, like, my go-to because they're difficult to deal with. so, yeah, I think I'd call you a birder.
I think I would, too.
Yeah, because you're obsessed. Anyway. so, what got started? What got you started in birding?
Well, about a year ago, I had almost gotten into it. I had ordered myself a little book on Amazon to mark all the birds that I would see and stuff and write down their descriptions, but I had no field guide, so I couldn't identify anything. It was just a description of birds that, like, no one could read because I didn't know how to describe anything. But so I completely let that go because I was really upset about it.
Yeah.
And then this year, I found out John was a birder, and I thought it was a little weird at first because I was still upset about myself. And but then he took me out. We went to West Point Lake, and we birded for the first time, and that was amazing. And I saw two of my favorite things there. I saw two red-tailed hawks mating.
Yeah.
And two pileated woodpeckers that flew right in front of us.
That wasn't the lake, though. That was the wildlife management area, right?
Yeah, but it was on that trip.
Yeah,
it was on that trip. It was and the great blue heron, and that all just overwhelmed me. And I've been so into it since. I mean, just ask John. It's crazy how much I want to go bird.
I'm so proud.
I know.
You don't even know. Ooh, chimney swifts. I just heard them. There's something out there on the lake. Ooh, what is that? Let's see. Sorry, y'all. We are birding while we're out here. I think it's an osprey.
Is that the osprey?
Yep, that's the osprey. Man, beautiful in the sun like that. Yeah, you take a look. So, yeah, I mean, you got involved with birding because you heard about me, and we went birding that one time. We had been wanting to go birding for a long time. But we'll talk about what got us to that point in just a minute. So let's see. Do you have a favorite bird? Like, one specific species.
Man.
I know it's hard, but do you have a favorite bird?
That is a tough one.
Yeah.
I think it would be in between a pileated woodpecker and either a great horned or barred owl.
Nice.
I think barred owls are just beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. Well, with how excited you got that day at West Point when we saw the pileated woodpeckers, I mean, I thought you were going to, like, lose it. You were, like,
woodpeckers
screaming.
In general. I mean, I freaked out about 10 minutes ago when I heard the flickers.
Yeah, yeah. Thought he was going to wet himself. He was so excited.
I'm big on, like, just large birds and birds with color.
Yes.
Color.
Size and color.
And nature is a beautiful thing to me.
Yeah, we've talked about that. That's good. Pileated woodpecker or great horned or barred owls. Cool. Well, you already mentioned that you're into art. You have any other hobbies that you do? I can think of one, but I don't know if you'll think of it, so.
I mean, I do gaming sometimes.
Oh, yeah, you
Not game. To an extreme amount.
No.
Other hobbies.
Yeah.
I forget myself.
I mean, there's
sometimes.
This thing that we just finished doing at the church.
Like Bible study?
No. There's something else that we were doing at the church. Right before we left.
Oh, singing.
Yeah,
singing, that's a big thing.
Because someone's got an amazing singing voice. I'm just sitting here,
John.
Like, wishing I had a singing voice.
Yes, he does.
Okay,
And there's...
But yours is good.
Oh, we sing like sparrows.
Okay. That didn't make any sense, but
No,
okay.
But I mean, it's a saying, you know, song Jesus. Sparrows, you know. to say.
Oh, look at you. He's trying so hard to make bird jokes.
No, I'm not really. I'm so into, binging. I'm a big binge person. Like, TV shows
are my... Like, binge-watching TV.
Yes, and stuff, Netflix shows are my favorite.
Same.
I love it.
I know one of your favorites. And you got me hooked on it, too, and it's so stupid.
That one. Grace and Frankie.
Grace and Frankie.
One of the
A 16-year-old guy is watching Grace and Frankie is beyond me, but why
if you just look at the cover, if you look at the cover photo, you'll understand what he's talking about.
So funny. So funny. Yeah, so those are your hobbies. So I know you're in high school. What do you do for a living?
What do I do for a living?
Yeah.
I sit around and do nothing all day.
Nice.
Actually, well, that's a lie. True. I do a lot. Yeah. I'm very clean. I clean a lot.
Yeah, you clean.
Nothing.
But you're also, you got some stuff going on at school, right? Like, you're involved in several things at school.
Yeah, I'm the president of DECA at my school, which I don't know what it stands for.
Nice, you're the president.
Our teacher does. Like, it's a very stupid meaning. I'm the National Honor Society. That's really my whole school life, and that's
straight
it.
Straight up nerd, I love it. No. This is
great. I'm cleaning way more than John even thinks. I message him while I'm cleaning, and he doesn't even know.
Yeah. Literally, I think, okay, so it's kind of like a 50-50. Anytime I text you, and I'm like, what you doing? You're like, Xbox or cleaning, one of the two of them.
Yeah, most of the time.
Or birding now, but usually when you're out birding, you don't have cell service, so you don't text me back. So usually I don't get an answer when you're birding, but still.
Yeah, and I really have to work on sound ID with my birds. Like, I can't really get birds.
Yeah.
I can't really distinguish them.
I think those are baby bluebirds. Oh. Super cute. Yeah, so, you don't really do anything for a living, but yeah, I get you.
No.
Totally. Yeah, you got a busy life nevertheless. So what makes birds interesting to you? Like, what about birds captures your attention?
Well, I've always loved animals.
Yeah.
Animals in general as a kid. I would go to the library and I would ask the librarian, we were super close, if there were any new books.
It made you sound like the librarian was like your best friend.
Oh, yeah, she was awesome. What was her name? Miss Tracy, I think. Miss Tracy.
Bless it.
And she would tell me what the newest animal books were and all that stuff. And I did read books about birds too. But birds, I love animals so much, but if you go outside and you went looking for animals, you wouldn't find much.
Yeah.
Just normal animals. But birds are so many, and they're so beautiful.
It's
and
just like, easier to find.
There's so many options, and it's like almost a hunt to try to see. It's like a game. And it's very fun to play.
It reminds me of Pokemon. I know that's like beyond nerdy.
It does.
You gotta catch them all. You gotta see them all.
Exactly.
You know, like,
oh, that's such a good way of looking, because I do like Pokemon.
I wouldn't consider myself a lister. Like, I'm not obsessed with lists, but marking another species off of your life list or off your state list or off your year list, like, stuff like that just is beyond fun for me.
Yeah, but like, what the thing is when I get the binoculars and I get to see a bird really well, even if it's a little brown bird, I just love to see it. Like, it's just.
You mean a little brown job?
Yeah.
LBJ.
Like, just the living bird is just perfect on its own.
Yeah.
It's, like, so exciting every time you see one. I don't know why.
So, wait. Earlier today, we saw, it was probably a warbler, but we don't know what it was. And what'd you call that one?
A warbler. Oh, a LWJ?
An LYJ.
LYJ.
A little yellow
jay. Why did I say W?
I don't know why you said W.
Probably but I also warblers. Say LRA. LRJ, sorry.
LRJ, yeah. A red job. Yeah, anyway. So if you had any, like, all the funds in the world and all the time in the world, and you could go on vacation to one place for the sole purpose of looking at birds, where would you go?
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, good luck with that. Good luck.
I'm thinking somewhere between Hawaii.
Okay.
And maybe Alaska.
Ooh.
I think Alaska has a lot of good birds to offer.
Yeah.
I feel like Australia would, too.
You know, if you could go, if we went to Alaska, you could go to Attu,
ooh.
Like the big ear.
Oh, wait, sorry, take all that back. Maybe Africa.
Ooh.
Africa.
Where in Africa, though? Because Africa's huge.
Anywhere in Africa.
Nice.
Just Africa.
He's like, I just want to get out of Georgia.
Anywhere without dangerous predators and stuff like that.
Nice. What about your dream equipment for birding? Like, is there something that just you want so bad? I think I already know. But what is there something that you want beyond, like, more than anything else for birding?
I mean, just binoculars.
Binoculars, period.
I just use John's all the time.
Yeah, he doesn't have his own binoculars yet, but we're working on it. I'm not going to allow him to get a, cheap piece of junk pair. We're going to, I mean, you're not spending, you know, thousands, but we're going to make sure you get a good pair. So I can't let you have junk binoculars. That just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's all good stuff. I mean, I personally have really enjoyed getting to help introduce you to the birding world and help you learn about IDing and stuff like that. It's been a blast. I really have enjoyed it. So, yeah, I mean, that's a little bit about Riff. Is there anything else you want to add? Anything, any funky something about you that you want to add or whatever?
I'm crazy. That's all I have to say.
You're crazy. Yeah, that's true. crazy for birds. Okay, so Griff, now we've heard a little bit about you. We heard, you know, what got you interested in birds and stuff like that. But I know that you've got a really cool story. And so from this year, and so I was hoping that you would tell us a little bit about the events leading up to you starting in birding and you coming birding with me in June. We went to West Point Wildlife Management Area. So what'd you think?
So it started, what was it, late June?
It was late May. It was the end of school.
Yeah, you're right. It was. Okay, it was late May.
Stinking jet skis.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh. I'm glad Jesus loves y'all. I'm sorry. That was really rude. Okay, back to your story. Yeah, sorry.
Late May, I ended up going to the hospital because I had what they found were blood clots in the subclavian vein, which is like up in your right arm / right shoulder. And it was due to something you don't know called thoracic outlet syndrome, where that's my rib is putting too much pressure on the subclavian vein and causing blood clots. And I already have high clotting factors.
Yep.
And so the blood flow was completely cut off from my arm whenever I would raise it, and it was turning blue. And we were hours away from amputation of the arm when I went to the hospital. But they removed the uppermost rib on the right side of my shoulder, and that has completely solved it for that side. But they now have found that it's also on the other side. So someday, hopefully soon, they'll take care of that. But after all that with the hospital,
and you were in the hospital because originally they had to go in there and break up the three clots that were there originally.
Yes, and then they came back.
Yeah.
And they removed them again, and then they went ahead and did the rib surgery.
So you were in the hospital for a total of like what, 2.5 weeks?
It was 2 weeks and a day.
2 weeks and a day.
And then I went back for 4 days.
Yeah.
Remember? What was that for?
For the clots in your lungs.
Yes, and there are maybe still clots in my lungs. We don't know. I'm on blood thinners for that.
Because you came home, and we had tickets to go see a concert. Now, I was really nervous about letting you go to the concert anyway, because it was so soon after all this had happened. But your parents were cool with it, and so we went to the concert, and you just weren't yourself. You just looked sick.
Yeah.
You didn't look right. And then, what was it, the next day they took you back to the hospital?
Yeah, very pale.
Yeah.
But yeah, it ended up being about 3 weeks worth of the hospital over the summer. And that hit hard.
Yeah.
And but then when we were able to like go to, like you said, we spent the weekend at a friend's house.
Yep.
And we went birding for the first time.
Well, we have to tell why we went to David's house.
Why was it we went?
We went to David's house to binge the last two episodes of
season 4
of Stranger Things because we have no life. And so
that was amazing.
Yeah, that was fun.
One of my top shows of all time.
But let's see, we got up, because we stayed up late that night watching it after we got back from eating wings. And then we got up early that Saturday morning and went birding.
Yeah, and then
so where'd we go?
That was the first actual fun thing we were able to do after the hospital.
Yeah.
And so because that was the first thing I did that I'd enjoyed when I got out, it just really stuck with me.
Yeah.
And just had a big impact.
Sure.
It was, that made my whole summer.
Yeah.
Just doing that.
Because when you came out of the hospital, David and I made a deal that we were going to do whatever it took to make you still have a fun summer despite all the restrictions that you had on what you could and couldn't do.
Yeah. And there's still restrictions. And, like, my breathing is awful. Shortness of breath, all that.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Sounds like he's got COVID.
Which is ironic because I chase owls at, like, 9 o'clock every day. Literally for my life.
Yeah. So we went to West Point Wildlife Management Area that morning, and we drove all the way out to I forget where we were. You had forgotten your medicine, and you had that really. You had to take medicine at a really strict schedule, and we had to leave David's house and go all the way back up to your house that morning before we could go birding, and we had to go get your medicine. But yeah, we went to West Point Wildlife Management Area, which I had only been once or twice before. I went once in the spring.
Which I bet is a great time.
It's a great time.
I still have not been spring birding yet because I just started this summer. So that's going
to
be
he has spring a migration to look forward to. I can't wait to go birding with you in spring migration. But yeah, so we went to West Point Wildlife Management Area. It was a really cool trip. We got there and like I said, it was about 10 o'clock. It was already starting to get warm. It was humid as all get out because welcome to Georgia in the summer. And this was in June. Or was that July? I feel like that was July. I don't know. But anyway, it was hot. I remember that. It was hot.
It was July. Gross.
Oh, and it was after my car died because we were driving the truck.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, because we were driving. It was, yeah. But anyway, so we went to West Point Wildlife Management Area, and I was going to look up that checklist too. But it was me, Griff, and then we took David with us as well, right?
Yes.
Yeah, David was
with David us. Did come with us.
Yeah.
Is that the only time he's been? No, he's been like...
He's come with us before, but we just haven't, you know, he's not into birding. He's not the birder kind of guy, but we're hoping to change that. But while we were out there for an hour and 40 minutes. We drove most of it due to Griff's clots and things. We were really trying to avoid walking as much as possible. That and the fact that I'm lazy and West Point Wildlife Management Area has great roads. But we went out there to West Point, and the sad part was a lot of the parts of the park that were open in the spring were not open. Several of the big spots were chained off, and so we didn't get to see some of the parts that I was really hoping to get a good look at. But that day we did have red-tailed hawks. that's where we had the red-headed woodpeckers. We heard them. We just didn't see them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Let's see. We had hairy woodpeckers, pileated woodpeckers.
We had a hairy?
We did have a hairy out there.
We did have a hairy.
Anyway. An Acadian flycatcher, wood peewees, all kinds of cool stuff. Ooh, there's a bird right there on the ground.
Is that a bluebird?
It's a bluebird, yeah.
Thought so.
Young bluebird. Aw, so pretty. And we had some yellow-breasted chats, a couple prairie warblers, pine warblers, tanagers, grosbeaks. But it was a lot of fun. I mean, we went out there and we really had a good time. And ever since then, I mean, that's kind of like our pastime, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's like kind of what we started doing. So shortly after, that was June 21st. I just went back and looked. And shortly after that, it was about a month later, your family had invited me to go with you guys on vacation to Tennessee. And we were going up to Gatlinburg. Well, it was Sevierville, but yeah, we were going up to Gatlinburg. And so we got to go birding some there too. We didn't do a whole lot of birding, but we did some. And that Thursday, when I got to your house originally, we started birding while you were cleaning the car. You remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, you were cleaning my car, trying to get, you know, a poor teenager a little bit of money. But that day we had some really great species as well. We had a yellow-breasted chat, orchard orioles, scarlet.
I think tenders. I've yet to see an orchard oriole.
No, you saw it. Remember, it was in that tree in your neighbor's yard.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. And so we had some great ones there. But then we ended up in Tennessee. And Tennessee was so much fun.
That was
We good. Got very little sleep, but it was so much fun. We drove up there. First of all, we got separated from your parents because we were driving separate, and Atlanta traffic was crazy, and they went one way and we went another. And sure. It's a good thing we didn't follow them because they ended up in the express lanes. You remember? They got the express lanes.
Lord have mercy.
And then we ended up being super late getting to dinner.
Actually, we were like right on time.
Yeah, I mean, we were right on time after they finally called them back to go eat, but I mean, we got lucky with that. What is that? Oh, those are kingbirds. Okay. Sorry. And so, but we stayed in this really cool cabin up there on the mountain. And both mornings, Griff and I got up, even though we were up until, you know, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning the night before, we got up early and went birding each morning. And so up there, we had some red-eyed vireos, white-breasted nuthatch. We had a black and white warbler. I don't know if you remember that. I do remember that one.
The hooded warbler was my favorite.
Yeah, that was the next morning. So we're sitting on the back porch, right, and we're just kind of chit-chatting and stuff. And I heard a chip call that I hadn't heard in a while. but I was like, what on earth, you know, and it took me a second. And as previously discussed on this podcast, I am a fan of audio playback, where a lot of people are not. And so Griff and I got my speaker, and we were sitting on the back porch with binoculars and a camera, and we called up this beautiful hooded warbler, and we got some great pictures of it. I mean, here's pictures. I mean,
like, they turned out really great. he was pretty.
He flew up real close. We got some great pictures of him, and really cool birding moment, you know. And I think your stepdad was out there too, Dockin. He was out there. He came out there at one point.
Yeah, he
and
did.
And got to see it. And then we walked back in and showed your mom the pictures and stuff like that. But it was a fun summer. I mean, we didn't do a ton of birding this summer. We did bird when we could, but it was just so hot. And you didn't handle heat well there for a while.
Oh, no.
There for a while, you were just like, heat was not your friend. It just wore you out too much. So, you know, we had a really good fun summer, though. I mean,
yeah, and I've seen a few things recently on my own that I thought were pretty interesting.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
At my mom's house, the two great horned owls calling to each other.
Yeah, that was cool.
In the backyard. I mean, they had to be.
And the barred owl that was sitting right there too.
Yeah, 50 feet away from each other. Yeah. And the barred owl that I kept hearing, and it sounded like a monkey. And I completely
it was doing the caterwauling.
I completely passed by it, and I was so upset when I found out what it was.
Yeah.
And, I mean, at my dad's, I've gotten to get eastern screech owls on my own. I actually have a barred owl there, too.
Yep.
The other day, I had what I'm convinced is a hairy woodpecker. Yeah, and
I'm still thinking it is.
Even though others doubt it.
Yeah.
John.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't It was. And a yellow-billed cuckoo that I had no idea it was because I'd never actually seen one. And I thought they were small. And I was like, what is this ginormous bird that is in this tree right now? And
I mean,
it was,
it's not ginormous.
I mean, it was bigger than, like, a little bird.
Right.
And I was like, what on earth is that? And so I drew it, and John helped me identify it.
Yeah, that's one of the best parts about Griff being a birder and an artist at the same time is that Griff doesn't have a fancy camera or anything like that where, you know, I can barely draw a stick figure, and I have to have a camera. He was like, oh, I got this, and he just sketched it out real quick, and I was like, it looks like a yellow-billed cuckoo, and showed him a picture, and he's like, oh, yeah, that's it. And so, yeah,
and the other day I got a broad-winged hawk very close to me, and a yellow-breasted chat right in front of me.
Which really makes me mad because I never have luck getting good pictures or getting close looks.
Oh, it was right in front of me. And it had a yellow butterfly in its mouth. I mean, a white butterfly.
Man, you drive me crazy.
And what was that? I got a Kentucky warbler.
Yeah.
My phone, when I use Sound ID, because I'm not good at IDing birds with my ears.
Which, disclaimer, we do not add everything to the checklist from Merlin because Merlin is not that good. But
no, I'm explaining that my phone constantly picks up Dick Sissels.
Yeah.
And it makes me very angry because I want to see one, and it's constantly saying there's one, but there's not. And it makes me very mad, and now I really want to see one.
That's right. So we recently went on our first rarity chase, which was really cool. And it's not a terribly rare rarity, but we went on our first rarity chase last weekend, didn't we?
Was that the ducks?
Yeah, that was the ducks.
Yes,
why'd you whisper that? I mean, they can clearly hear you.
But anyway. Black-bellied whistling ducks.
Yeah. So
they were very pretty.
Yeah. They've been reported all summer down in Columbus at Cooper Creek Park in Columbus. There was two black-bellied whistling ducks out there. And so after church last Sunday, it was church, and did we do lunch first?
Yes.
Yeah, we did lunch first. And we drove down to Columbus. It's not that far from the church. And drove down to Columbus, went to the park, and walked out on the pier, and they were right there. I mean, we just got real quick looks at them, two of them. They're possibly my favorite ducks in Georgia.
And then, I don't know, a few weeks, 3 weeks ago, we went to see swallowtail kites.
Oh, yeah. So there's a big field, and I think I've talked about this on the podcast before. I may or may not. But out at Jones Crossroad, which is close to West Point, every year there's swallowtail kites out there with a bunch of Mississippi kites. And we finally got to go see those, which were really cool. They weren't in the normal spot. We had to drive across the crossroads and do a little bit of searching, but we did finally find them, which was cool. And then we had that one that was flying in that field behind the church.
Yes.
That was like we got really good looks at. That was really cool. That's Eastern Kingbird.
I wouldn't know.
So yeah, we've been doing some great birding and stuff. And then yesterday was really fun too, because we got to take your dad and your brother with us.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Didn't get to see very much.
We didn't see much, but that's because we were talking. We weren't there for birding.
We did get a prairie warbler, though, right? Or did we?
Yeah, we got a prairie warbler.
And that was a new one for me.
And a perula. Remember we heard the perula when we were walking in? That was that first
Yes, we did get the perula.
Oh, there's Carolina Wren. Screaming like always.
As usual.
So, yeah, we went out to this place called Brownsville Battlefield Park in Noonan. Griff's dad had texted me, and he was like, hey, you know, there was all these other circumstances, and there was, like, he was like, so if you come help me with this, we can all go on a nature walk out of Brownsville. And, of course, when anybody invites me to go on a nature walk, my answer is yes. So we went out to Brownsville, and, yeah, we did a little bit of hiking. It was hot.
Oh, yes.
And it was humid.
Yes.
And the air was not moving, and by the time we got to the car, I mean, you're on blood thinners, so you don't sweat as much, but, like, I was dripping sweat. It was disgusting. But yeah, we went out there. We had several wood peewees. We had a northern perula, like I said. When we got out of the car, we passed the restrooms and walked into the woods. It was like the first thing we heard. Had a prairie warbler, some blue grosbeaks, things like that. Nothing too crazy, but definitely fun. So, yeah, I mean, birding's been fun.
Very.
It's been a lot of fun. And then this morning, because you ended up staying the night at our farm in Pine Mountain.
Yes, and this morning we got to see many hawks, of which I don't remember all of them. I think red-tailed and broadwings were the only ones. Oh, and a possible Coopers.
Yeah, possible Coopers, still not 100% sure. We had a red-tailed, and we had, I think red-tailed's the only one we had. I don't know. I'm looking. But we got up early. We drove around our property some, got some great species. We had... to my knowledge, which this is kind of odd, but to my knowledge, we had our first ever common grackles at the farm. I still don't remember ever seeing a grackle at the farm until today.
But we also got to see the northern shrikes.
No, loggerhead shrikes. But those weren't at the farm. Those were at the Polecat Creek farm.
Yes, loggerhead shrikes.
We had a Louisiana water thrush and a hooded warbler at the farm this morning. We had those two barred owls that were calling.
Oh, yes.
Those were cool. And then we left our farm and took a drive down the road just a bit to the old Chipley Road Dairy. And that's where we got to see your first American Kestrel.
Yes. Yeah. Not a very good view of it, but saw it.
Not a terrible great view, but yeah. I had seen it the day before driving out there, and I was like, oh, let's run out there and see if it's out there. And sure enough, it was on the power line like it always is. And then it flew off into a tree, and we watched it for a few minutes too. And while we were standing out there, I happened to remember that right down the road was Polecat Creek Farm. And that they had loggerhead shrikes that usually hang out on their power lines. And so I looked at you and I was like, let's go see these shrikes.
Yeah, they were pretty birds.
We only had like 10 minutes left until we had to go back to the house to get ready to go to church. And we were like, let's go see shrikes.
And I got to see my first field sparrow because they're so tiny.
Yeah. So,
and I also got to see my first blue-gray gnatcatcher because it's extremely tiny.
Yeah.
When I called it to me, it was so small I thought it was something else. Like I didn't think that was it.
Right. But we got to see those loggerhead shrikes, and then we had some purple martins. Remember those?
We were
driving down the road, and there was this huge flock of purple martins above us. So it was a great day. It was a really cool weekend of birding. But, I mean, the hardest thing is, of course, for you is, you know, when I'm not around or I haven't let you keep my binoculars for a couple days or something, that you don't have the binoculars. So you're learning how to bird by ear, and you're learning how to try to see field marks without binoculars, which is nigh on to impossible. And so, you know, it's hard because when you're with me, we obviously see a lot more species. But, I mean, you just can't without binoculars.
Yeah.
So hopefully one day, if you are listening and you have an extra pair of binoculars laying around, or you feel so led as to help a poor teenager out and wants to donate towards the cause, it is not tax deductible, but you are more than welcome to donate to the Griff's Binoculars Fund.
We should start a GoFundMe for that.
We really should. That'd be really... we could use the blood clots as like a sob story or something.
Wow.
I'm kidding.
That's
I'm kidding.
A whole new... Ow, I'm hurting. If only I had binoculars.
Oh, no, your arm hurts. But yeah, so, I mean, it's been great birding with you this summer. It's been great birding, period, but it's always great birding with you. It's cool to hang out.
Yes.
Stuff like that.
I love it.
Never a dull moment, that's for sure.
Definitely not.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and close this podcast out. And awesome. Well, thanks for tuning in for this episode where I got to introduce my co-host, my friend, my practical little brother, Griff.
The one and only Griff.
The one and only Griff. Thanks for tuning in. In case you didn't pick up, Griff is not his real name. I mean, Griff, Griffies, who would do that to their child?
Ugh, awful.
Golly. But anyway, that's what everybody cool calls you. Everybody else calls you that other name.
My real name, it's Aubrey.
Gross.
Commonly, what do you call it? Missaid as Audrey.
Audrey, yeah.
Really bad one. Yeah. Like it.
Yeah, so you're Griff. Just everybody referred to him as Griff. Anyway, so thanks for tuning in. I know that I had made a promise that we were going to start talking about May birding at the next podcast, but now I have a co-host, and I wanted to introduce you guys. So for the next podcast, we'll talk about birding in the month of May and what it was like this past year, and then move into June and July. We'll kind of combine June and July, I think. Yeah. Because there's not a ton of birding that happened in June and July. Because after you ended up in the hospital, I kind of cut birding short. Oh.
Speaking of my pills, it's time.
That's on the recording. Anyway, so, but we'll catch up on some more the rest of my, you know, remaining of the year so far. And then we'll start talking about more, you know, recent birding adventures and stuff and really get into the stuff that we're doing now. I'm looking forward to a couple things. First of all, we have October Big Day coming up, October 8th.
Ooh.
I'm really trying to get Griff to join me, but we may have a scheduling conflict. We don't know yet. And hopefully we can get your dad in on it too.
I think
he would really enjoy it. It'd be a fun day. So we've got October Big Day coming up. And if anyone wants to know what team I'm on, I'm hoping to be on the podcast that is hosted by Hannah and Eric Go Birding, the podcast. If you are not familiar with their podcast, they are fantastic. They're my favorite birding podcast. Just don't tell anybody I said that. they have a team, and so I'm kind of hoping to be on their team. I haven't even done any research into October Big Day yet, so I'm still trying to survive. So, but October Big Day is coming up, and then right after that, not too long after that, we've got Christmas bird counts. I don't know which Christmas bird counts I'm going to participate in yet this year, but I obviously want to participate in multiple like I did last year. Christmas bird counts are one of my favorite things during the year, and hopefully we can get you in on one of them too.
Yes.
Hopefully the Pine Mountain count. That way we can manage our property and just bird at our property. But anyway, so we've got that coming up. And I have a really cool announcement, and I'm going to stick to it. I'm going to do everything that I can to stick to it. We'll put it that way. Not this November, but next November, so over a year from now, my plan is to go to the Rio Grande Birding Festival, finally.
What is that?
Wow, I forgot you're a newbie. Bless your heart. So there's birding festivals all over the United States, and they're held at different times of the year and such. And there's one in the Rio Grande Valley of Texas in November of every year. And so, and it's one of the biggest. It's probably one of the most well-known. What do they do at these festivals? Well, there's keynote talks. There's, you know, vendors from all over the place. Some of the best birders in the world and in the United States go to this thing. There's multiple birding trips that you can go on, like day trips kind of thing. They've got a big day that they do. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. But so that's my hope, is to go to the Rio Grande Birding Festival next November of 2023. It just so happens that I found out that we have friends at our church that have family that live down there. So I'll get to stay with them instead of paying for a hotel. Woo! So we can make it a little bit cheaper, since it's not going to be cheap flying out there and getting a rental car. The best part about it is I'll be 25 by then, so I won't have to pay extra for the rental car. That's the best part.
Is 25 like that limit?
Yeah, they usually charge extra. It's gross.
That's weird.
Yeah. I don't know if they changed that. But anyway, so Rio Grande Birding Festival next November. I'm really looking forward to it. Kind of along the same lines of, if you'd like to donate to the poor high schoolers binoculars fund, if you'd also like to donate to the poor working full-time and also in school still. 24-year-olds Rio Grande Birding Festival fund. Donations are welcome. They are not tax deductible. But anyway, thanks for tuning in. Until next time. What'd you see?
Something very bright yellow.
Oh.
I'm going to assume pine warbler, but probably I'm probably
pine
wrong.
Warbler, because good grief, we've got like
extremely bright yellow. Here.
Anyway, but thanks for tuning in this time. Like we said at the beginning, I'm John and
Griff.
You didn't say you're Griff, you just like Griff.
I'm Griff.
We'll work on the intro and outro. we'll figure this out. But I'm John. This is Griff. We appreciate you guys tuning in. And until next time, happy birding, safe birding, and we will see you next time.